And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
We've got a great program for you today. I'm going to be reading from the Beatitudes, Christ's Sermon on the Mount. I think you'll enjoy it. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, indeed, you want to shed the shackles of the past and move forward to a life of joy and purpose. The shackles of the past. How many people have a wrong idea? And they cling to that wrong idea. You see it in individuals. You see it in society. A wrong idea. And they cling to it. And it prevents growth. That's what it does. You see, in life, in all of life, there's an exchange process taking place. There's always an exchange process in life. Even when you take a breath, when you take a breath of fresh air, you take in oxygen, and then you exhale carbon dioxide. So it's called respiration. And the cells also have a respiration process. And so you take something in and let go of something. You give something up and you get something in exchange. You see that process even when you go to buy something. You go to the store and you give them money and then they give you some food or a product that you buy. Or if you work, you go to work and you give them your time and effort and talents, and in exchange they give you some money. So there's an exchange process, isn't there? There's an exchange process. So if someone clings to a wrong idea, you see, then by hanging on to it, they're unable to grow. They're unable to exchange that wrong idea for a right idea, or exchange that wrong idea for the freedom to discover many, many wonderful discoveries. You see, one wrong idea can block you. How many people, do you have friends that they have a negative opinion of themselves? A long time ago, someone, especially an authority figure, like a parent, conveyed to them overtly or subtly that they were stupid or dumb or not so smart or not good or something or other. And that wrong idea blocks growth. See how that works? So how about emotions? Can wrong emotions, can they block growth? They certainly can. How many people hang on to a resentment towards someone or a grudge towards someone? They call it unforgiveness, don't they? They hang on to it. They cling to that resentment. They cling to that judgment. They cling to that grudge. And they won't let it go. See, it's not that they can't let it go. They won't let it go. And it blocks them from growth, blocks them from freedom, happiness, and moving forward. See? So, and how about all your stuff? Of course we need things. You know, we need transportation, whether it's a bicycle or a car or shoes. We need food and we need a toothbrush and we need clothes. And yeah, we need stuff, right? Need a computer, probably need a phone, iPhone. We need that kind of stuff. Of course we do. But how many of us have just a lot of stuff? Way too much stuff. Doesn't it kind of tie you down? Aren't you kind of tied down by clutter? And when you clean everything up and get rid of some of the old stuff you don't need, don't you feel better? Of course you do. So there has to be an exchange process in order to accept the new. You have to let go of the old. Otherwise, you just keep repeating the old. See, if someone hangs on to a judgment, let's say someone hangs on to a judgment or hangs on to a grudge, well, then every new thing that comes along then conforms to that. See? So let's say you have a negative idea about your child. You judge your child and say, oh, she's so stupid. She never gets anything right. Well, the next day comes along, she might get something right. All of a sudden, she's getting things right, but you know what? You don't see it. How many wives resent their husband so much? They have so much judgment against their husband. But even when he gets better, see, supposing that he wasn't so good in the first place. He probably wasn't, but she's so judgmental that maybe he wasn't so bad in the first place. Maybe she transferred her judgments and resentments toward her father or other men to him. And all he was just a man, and because he was a man, she hated him for that. And then felt guilty for it, was nice to him on the surface, but underneath judged him. But that judgment, see, it prevents her from seeing the way he really is, from seeing the real person. See? So, that's why I call this program Shedding Shackles. Shedding the shackles of the past, including judgments and resentments and wrong ideas, so you can move forward and grow and discover. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Northern California, beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, and all across the world on the internet. Welcome, all of you. I've got a lot of listeners now in Southern California, Banning, Redlands, San Bernardino, Lake Elsinore, Hemet, Corona, Riverside, Yucaipa, Temecula, Moreno Valley. Welcome, all. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, I've been around for quite a while. And I should mention a couple of things because I don't mention them often enough because there are always new listeners. In Southern California, Northern California, and around the world on the internet, a lot of people listen on the internet. So I don't have a church. Okay, I'm just a man with a microphone. I buy the airtime from the station. And then I talk about these things, okay? Why? Well, you know, I'm like a bird. A bird has to sing. See, that's what birds do. They sing their beautiful song. And the gazelle has to run. See? And the hawk has to fly. Well, so that's what I do. I talk about these things, which are good for me and good for other people who have an ear to hear. So that's what I do. I talk about these things. And that's all I have to do is just talk about them and write about them. I've written a lot of books. They're on Amazon, most of them. And so that's what I do. And I make YouTube videos, video lectures or video talks, short video talks, anywhere from, well, they're usually around 10, 15 minutes long on various topics. Spiritual. You know, I talk about the spiritual side of life. So I don't have a church. I don't belong to a denomination. It would cramp my style. See, it would cramp my style. I want to be free, free to discover and learn. All right. And so I am, and I want you to be free too. So, you know, I don't have any organization that you can belong to or anything like that. I just talk and hopefully you'll hear and say, wow, that's cool. And it might help you with your life. See, because what you need to discover, what you need to refine is what you had when you were a little child. That's right. When you were a little child, you weren't tied down by the baggage of the past. You were free. And you discovered at lightning speed. And you loved all the things that you saw, your puppy and the clouds and the flowers and the rocks and mechanical things and your mom and your dad. You loved them, your friends. You were full of love, okay, and delight. To take delight in God's wonderful, wonderful earth. But what happened? Well, people began to pressure you. That's right, they pressured you in various ways. Then before you know it, you were vulnerable to the pressure. See, we're born as fallen beings. Yes, we are a soul in a body, so we have a spiritual side. That's right, we have a spiritual side. But people don't know how to protect that spiritual side and gently lead a person toward discovering for themselves that spiritual side. Instead, people pressure and try to motivate. And so, because of that, you began to respond to the outside pressures. And when you did, you became more and more externalized, and you fell away from that spiritual side. And you were kind of like Alice in Wonderland, going into the rabbit hole. And everything made impressions upon you, and everything, people made suggestions, and things upset you and bothered you. And before you know it, you lost what you once had as a little child, but it's still there. All you need to do is refine it. That's all. Just refine it. That's what I might be able to help you to do, just by listening to me and perhaps starting to wake up to what you had when you were a little child, which is still there. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. If you'd like to give the little meditation a try, I have a free version. You can download it at SheddingShackles.com. I want to read something to you from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5. I'm reading from the Kabouris manuscript, an ancient text in the Aramaic language, beautifully translated by the Yonan Codex Foundation. Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he ascended the mount, and when he was seated, his disciples drew near to him. He began speaking and teaching them and said, "A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those whose home is in Ruka, theirs is a heavenly state. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those mourning their wrongs, they shall be comforted. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those with humility, they will gain the earth. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those who hunger and thirst for justness, they shall attain it. A heavenly attitude is theirs, those whose love is without conditions. They will therefore receive unconditional love. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. A heavenly attitude is theirs, those whose home is in Ruka. Now, Ruka is the Aramaic word for spirit. A heavenly attitude is theirs, those who are in the spirit. Theirs is a heavenly state. Okay. Now, spirit, Ruka, in Aramaic, means spirit, but it also means wind. It means force, even electricity, wind. It's the most beautiful word. And so it's wind, it's spirit, it's force, it's electricity. You know, the wind, when you see the wind everywhere, well, you actually can't see the wind, but it's there. I'm looking out my window right now, and I see the leaves of the tree near my house. I see the leaves gently swaying in the wind. I can't see the wind, but I see its effect. And so God is everywhere. You can't see him, but you see the effect. In fact, you see everything that he made. He made many wonderful things. All the trees and rocks and the birds and the cats and the sky, stars, he made them all. You see what he's done. God is all around us. He's a force like electricity. And when you draw near to him, then you are in a heavenly estate, or heavenly state is what Christ said in Aramaic, a heavenly state. You could also call that the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, God's kingdom, consists of those people who are in the Spirit. It's very, very beautiful. A heavenly attitude is theirs, those who are in the Spirit. Theirs is a heavenly state. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Yes, that's a very good little announcement. Are you experiencing stress, upset? Are you weighed down by the past? Well, then the question is, why? Why are you experiencing them? It's because something is having an effect upon you. Something is pressuring you from the outside. If you were in the Spirit, Christ said, blessed are they who are in the Spirit. Theirs is a heavenly state. If you were in the Spirit, things on the outside wouldn't affect you. You would see them. You would hear them. But they wouldn't bother you. They wouldn't elicit a response, a reaction. I was watching a video yesterday, a little bit of it. It was about breathing. And the man was saying that He was saying, people today have labored breath. They breathe in a labored way because of the effect upon them of modern civilization, all, you know, around them. The pressures change our breathing. And so if you are stressed, if you are angry, if you are upset and so on, you're being affected by the outside. The outside is having more effect upon you than your Creator. If you could refind the kingdom of, if you could find the kingdom of God, Christ said, He said it's all around you and it's within you, yet you don't even see it. The kingdom of God is all around you and it's within you. And if you found it, if you could become still, it says, the beautiful, beautiful passage in the Old Testament said, and it's God speaking through his prophet. God said, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is God. And know means to become intimately acquainted with, to experience God. Be still and experience God. And know that you're not God. Okay? As long as you play God, that's right. As long as you want to make things happen and you want to make an impression upon people and you want to look good in other people's eyes and you want to pressure your kids and make them conform and you want to somehow manipulate your husband or you're playing God. And as long as you secretly judge people, secretly judge them. On the surface, smiling, but underneath, judging them. Then you will not know God. Doesn't matter how many nice verses you read or how many nice songs you sing, you won't know God. Because you're playing God. So you have to stop playing God. See, how many parents have ruined their kids with their manipulations? How many people have gotten divorced because they couldn't stop judging? See, if you want to know God, you have to stop playing God. So now you understand the exchange process. You have to give up playing God. Give up your judgments. Give up your unforgiveness. Give up your grudges. Give up your resentments. And then there will be space for you to know God and live in His kingdom. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. When Jesus saw the crowds, he ascended the mount, and when he was seated, his disciples drew near to him, and he said, a heavenly attitude is theirs, those whose home is in the Spirit. theirs is a heavenly state. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those mourning their wrongs, they shall be comforted. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those with humility, they will gain the earth. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those who hunger and thirst for justness, they shall attain it. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those whose love is without conditions, they will therefore receive unconditional love. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those without fault in their minds, they will see God. A heavenly attitude is theirs. Those serving the peace of God, they will be called the children of God. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com. And look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. You must find the way to become still and experience God. To sit quietly and hear the sound of the birds, noises outside. See the little pixels of light on the inside of your eyelids with your eyes closed, sitting quietly, not lost in thought. And you will be in the moment, and you will be close to the kingdom of God. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.